Hi, I'm Hannah, team manager with the Orange Arrow Players Association, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to coach student athletes to aim for success off the field. Please consider making a play by giving, posting a fundraiser, subscribing to our podcast and YouTube channel, and staying connected on social media at Orange Arrow PA. Visit orangearrow.org for more information. Thank you for listening. Take aim.
Welcome to Inside the Play Call with Orange Arrow, and I'm your host, Sean Robinson. And today we have a very, very special guest, my guy, Matty G, also known as Matthew Gonzalez. What's up, boss? How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing well. I'm in the midst of spring ball right now, but everything's been going smooth. So, you know, I'm having a good day. I hope you guys are doing good too. So it's good to hear from you.
Definitely, man. Thank you for your time. Appreciate you rocking. I had to make sure I pronounce your last name correctly because I'm sure you get it mispronounced all the time, correct?
I do. A lot of people, you know, confuse the C and say Gonzalez, but it's Gonzalez. So I appreciate you pronouncing it correctly. Thank you.
My guy. Matty G. I call you Matty G, so I don't get in trouble. I call you Matty G.
Yeah, you're good.
So my guy, so you know the importance of warming up and stretching, correct?
Right. Yep.
Couple warm-up questions for you. Here we go. If you go and you listen to one musical artist for 30 days straight, their entire catalog, who are you selecting?
This is a tough question. Let me think about this. I mean, for me, I'd probably have to go Drake. I mean, since, you know, I was in high school, you'd either have to go between Drake or Mac Miller. I love those two artists. But I'd probably lean on the side more towards Drake. I feel like, you know, he's got some songs that could really fire me up. But he's also got some slow songs that, you know, you could just vibe to too at the same time. So, you know, I think I'd go with Drake for 30 days. That'd be a cool listen. So I'm good with that.
That's super dope. I mean, Drake seems to be a favorite on this podcast. It's interesting, though. You mentioned Mac Miller. He's originally from Pittsburgh, RIP Mac Miller. Now, were you a fan of Mac before you moved to Pittsburgh?
I was. My brothers growing up, they all listened to, you know, Mac Miller and Wiz Khalifa. And when I was in about fifth, sixth grade, I'm listening to their music. And I almost said that I kind of manifested it for myself to come to Pittsburgh because of how much I love their music too. And yeah, I mean, I was a big fan of Mac Miller, but also Wiz Khalifa too. And like I said, I think I just manifested it, and that's another reason why I'm here. It's weird how the world works, and you know, I think it's pretty dope. I love those two for sure.
Super cool. So we're gonna get to your Pittsburgh connection here soon. Another warm up question: if you had to be on a reality show, which show would you choose?
That's a tough one too. There's a lot of good reality TV shows. I just saw one recently on Netflix. It's called Outlast, and it's about taking all these people from across the country, and they put them out into the wilderness in Alaska, like a really tough environment. And I thought it was really cool, you know, them building shelters and, you know, having to use teamwork and, you know, using the land to survive. And that just like really interested me. I think I'd want to do that. I think that'd be really cool. It'd be a cool opportunity to see, if I could do it, if I could test myself and, you know, just make it all the way. The winner wins $1 million. So, you know, it's a good opportunity to go out and do something like that. So I think I'd want to do that for sure.
Super cool. It was called Outlast, right?
Yeah, Outlast.
Check it out.
I think it just got released on Netflix, the first season. So I'm going to go check it out.
Dig it. Last warm-up question. Your favorite TV show of all time. If it came on right now, you would sit down and watch it.
That's another great question. I'd have to say probably Breaking Bad. It's probably, you know, a lot of people's favorite TV show. There's just always something going on. There's never a slow moment, you know, compared to some other TV shows where, you know, it gets slow, it gets boring. But I find it interesting, you know, the storyline, the plot, and the conflict that arises between, you know, certain people and stuff like that. So it was really interesting to me. I'd say that's my favorite TV show for sure.
Breaking Bad. And so I have not watched a full episode of Breaking Bad, so I gotta go do my homework. But that made me think of Ozark. Did you watch Ozark?
I saw the first couple episodes of Ozark, but I never really got into it. My brothers and my girlfriend, they wanted me to get into Ozark, but I was like, I never leaned towards, you know, watching it fully. I'm gonna see if I can actually get on that now. If you recommend it, for sure, I got to get on it.
How about this? I'm going to catch up on Breaking Bad. You catch up on Ozark because I hear they're pretty similar. So is that a deal?
Okay. Yeah, we could do that. We could do that for sure.
My guy. So take it away. Hometown, early beginnings, introduction to sports. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I grew up on Long Island, New York, in a small town called Manorville. And, I grew up with two older brothers, and they're the reason why I play sports to this day. I grew up in a house with my mom and my dad. And, it's always been super competitive between my brothers and, whatever we do, whether it's sports or, just video games or whatever like that, they got me into my competitive side. Getting into sports early, I mean, I loved it. And I did every sport I could, whether it was hockey, deck hockey, baseball, basketball, football, I did it all. And,
I'm gonna jump in right quick, Matty D, because I know the answer to this, but I want you to share this. So you are the younger brother, correct? You're the youngest of three. And so what is your size?
Oh, I'm 6'6", 325. But I'm the biggest one out of all of them.
You're the biggest one. But the tallest. Pretty big though, aren't they? Aren't they pretty tall? Yeah.
Yeah. It goes, the oldest is the shortest, the middle is a little below me, and then the youngest is the tallest. So like it's a big family we got. But I still take the claim on the height, I think, and definitely the weight now. So yeah. So I think I'm the biggest for sure.
When did you catch him?
Middle
school, high school?
Yeah, it'd have to be around like 7th, 8th grade. I hit my growth spurt and I went to like 6'5", 6'4". And, I didn't think I was going to get any taller than that. And then I went to around 6'6", 6'7". And I just kept growing. And I'd say around like 11th, 12th grade, I think I hit my point where I was a little bit taller than both of them. So I think that's where I caught up.
Now, how tall are they?
My middle brother Christopher, he's 6'6", and my oldest brother Billy, he's about 6'5". Wow. So it's about even, but we still size each other up and see who's taller. So that's another competition part of it, and we're all pretty even right now. So yeah.
So who would you say youngest outside from?
I'd say my father's side. My grandfather, he was about 6'5". But it could go to my mother's side too. I mean, my grandfather on my mother's side is about 6'5" too. So I'd say I get it more from my dad though. My dad's pretty tall. He's about 6'4", 6'5". My mom's about 5'10". So I'd say more from my father's side. They got tallness in the family and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, but it sounds like y'all, like you said, both sides get it honestly, right? My goodness. Right. So, I could imagine competing like that. I have young Max, my first son. I can imagine that food bill for all three of y'all.
That's what everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what everybody mentions to my mom is like, how do you afford to feed these kids? And, your food bill must be through the roof and stuff like that. I've heard it over and over. So that's definitely a good joke that they present to my mom.
So you played multiple sports. What were some of the athletes that you looked up to growing up?
Some of the athletes I looked to growing up, I mean, I love basketball for sure. I loved watching LeBron James. I loved watching Kobe Bryant. I loved the stars of the NBA. But I did also like, NHL players like Sidney Crosby. I thought he was great. Some MLB players, because I'm from New York, I'm a Yankees fan, Derek Jeter, and I think I really idolized him. And my dad always told me when I was younger, when you step on and off the field, act like Derek Jeter, and with whatever you're doing, be a leader. You know, don't pout, don't do the wrong thing. You always do the right thing. Have integrity. But I'd say the main person I idolize is Derek Jeter for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's a strong model. When you think about someone being more than an athlete, I mean, he's definitely one of the first people that would come to mind.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Definitely. So what position did you play in baseball?
I played first base, and that was my main sport growing up. I'm a lefty hitter. I could hit the ball really, really hard and really far. So I was first baseman. I also pitched as well. And my brother went to college to play baseball. My oldest brother, Billy, to be a pitcher too. So baseball runs in our blood, I think. And I thought I was going to go all the way with that until I figured out, I'm pretty big. I could play football and stuff like that. So
super cool. So oftentimes you hear baseball players are really good at the game of golf. So have you tried golf yet?
Yes, I have tried golf. I bring that baseball swing over into the golf game. It's not as successful. It's a tough game. I try to do the best I can every time I go out there. It's a work in progress. I've made some strides. I really do enjoy the game of golf. I'm trying to get better each and every time I go out there. And that's what I'd say. But yeah,
we got to make that happen. We got to make that happen. Yeah, we got to get out there. A couple of other OA family members been talking about their golf game, to name Jared Wayne, Alex Kessman. And then with you, that would be a nice foursome right there. So we have to make that happen.
Yeah, for sure. I'd be down to do that. I heard that Jared Wayne is actually a great golfer, and he used to golf when he was younger. He told me about that. And I heard he's got some game on the course, so we'll see.
He said it, but he got to show me. I'm not giving him any inches until he show improvement in me, because he saw a video of my golf swing. He was kind of clowning me a little bit. I was like, okay, all right, let's see. We got to get out there though. But I am a little nervous though, because people who start playing when they were young, like middle school, elementary, middle school, and now they're in their 20s or even older, they're usually pretty good when you get introduced to that game so early.
Right, right. I mean, it's something you got to develop, and if you could start when you're young, it's gonna be good for you later down the line for sure.
Definitely, definitely. And so high school, you started to excel in football. Talk about how was the recruiting process for you?
The recruiting process, it was slow for me. I mean, I live out on Long Island, and it's not the best football over there by any stretch. We have a couple, maybe a handful of people go D1 or major D1. So it was pretty slow. I was a tight end to start out in 11th grade, and I tore my knee going, during that season. And then I knew that I was like, all right, I got to gain some weight. I'm going to be a lineman. And, I had some athleticism, had some strength. And going into my senior year, going to a bunch of camps, and then I headed to a Pitt camp, headed to a UConn camp. I went to a bunch of other camps and stuff like that. And when I went to the Pitt camp, I impressed them enough to gain an offer. And the funny thing about it is that it was my only Power 5 offer. I thought I was better than people saw me out to be, because Long Island's so overlooked. And Long Island's so overlooked, and Pitt was my only Power 5 offer. I was like, wow, I love the people here. I love the city. And I was all in on Pitt. And, I could have waited a little longer, saw if I got more offers, but for them to be the only school to, take a chance on me meant a lot to me. And I love the coaches, love the people. And, that's why I'm here today. And
how about that? And so that's really impressive. So they offered you off of watching you at camp. And so oftentimes, whether it's a quarterback or if it's a skill position, you kind of have an idea of what the coaches are looking at when they're competing, when they're performing. What are some of the things that coaches look at, and what do you think they saw in you in order to offer you just off of camp?
I think they saw my athleticism. I mean, there's a lot of big guys. You can be big and strong. Like I've always said, you can be really big, you can be really strong, But if you don't have the footwork, if you don't have the athleticism, if you're, you know, behind your feet, you're not where your feet are, then, you know, it's not going to be the best result for you. I think they saw that when, you know, I did drills for them, when I ran the 40. And, you know, I think effort too. I mean, they saw the relentless effort that I really wanted it. But the biggest thing is, I think my athleticism, I've always been fast since I was young, growing up playing football. I've always, you know, been in, you know, when we do sprints, been first. So I brought that athleticism to the camp, and I think they saw that, and they were really impressed.
Awesome. Awesome. So you go to Pitt, you're currently a student athlete at Pitt now. How are you balancing the life of being a student and an athlete? Can you speak to that a little bit?
I think it was tough at first. I mean, you know, transitioning from high school, you know, having, you know, your parents to guide you. And, you know, it was tough, you know, transitioning from playing football in the morning and going to classes. It was some of the hardest stuff I've had to do in my life. But, you know, I just got through it, you know, started to, you know, get my classes down. My classes started to become like a little slow at first, but once I got, you know, the routine down, once you get into a routine, it becomes a lot easier. And, you know, just being able to manage, you know, your time. I mean, if you can manage your time, you know, split up when you have class, you know, study hall and, you know, practice, and you can just take it day by day. You'll set yourself up for success. I mean, it's not easy by any stretch, but, you know, it's something that you can do over time. And, you know, the longer you do it, the easier it is. So, you know, it was tough at first, but definitely as you go on and as you manage your classes and, you know, your on the field stuff, it becomes a lot easier. And yeah, that's what I say about being a student athlete.
Awesome. Awesome. And so what are you majoring in now?
I'm majoring in administration of justice. I love the law. You know, coming in, I was undecided, and I wanted to decide what I was going to do. And I took a bunch of law classes, you know, like criminology, and, you know, criminalistics and stuff like that. And it really interested me. You know, I'm not the best at math or science, so I was like, hey, this might be the good route for me. And, you know, I took that route. I think it's really interesting. Some of the discussions we have in class and stuff like that. And, you know, it's just, it felt like the best route for me.
Awesome. Awesome. And so when you think about your time at Pitt, where are some of your fondest memories? Give me like two or three of them.
So
on or off the field, either one.
I'd say on the first one on the field is winning the ACC championship, being the right tackle for that, for Kenny. And, you know, that team, it meant a lot to me, and to be able to win that. It was crazy. And then, you know, hanging out with your friends after, it's something I'll never forget for the rest of my life. My second one was the most recent bowl game in El Paso. I've never experienced, you know, a comeback like that from, you know, 34 seconds and then going in, you know, having to drive down the field, get into field goal range and making that field goal. Like that was one of the, you know, the greatest moments for me here. Like it's up there for sure. You know, maybe with the ACC championship. And then third is just, you know, meeting all these people that I never thought I would, you know, be associated with. I mean, the friends, the connections I've made since I've been here, it's been, I'm very grateful for it. It's been the best time of my life. I met some of my best friends here, some of my closest friends. I met my girlfriend here. So, you know, it's just meeting the people and connecting to the people around me have been a really great experience for me. And I really appreciate it, you know, everybody that's been with me along the way.
It's really cool. I mean, I'm much older than you, but being a former Pitt student athlete, I share some of those same feelings when it comes to, I mean, my closest friends today are those I went to college with. And even those that I stay in touch with the most is college, and even from my network, it's heavy from the University of Pittsburgh. So I'm forever grateful for Pitt and the city of Pittsburgh. And it's really cool that you've been having a wonderful experience. Going back to that game, I remember we had a little Pitt alumni house gathering at my home, and we were all screaming and our blue and yellow when that field goal was made. So that was a huge game. And it wasn't a house guy, but I was also screaming though when you all won the ACC championship. So H2P, H2P.
Yep,
so Maddie G, you and I got connected because you are currently interning with Orange Arrow. Man, it has been tremendous getting to know you, giving back to the community with you. Man, talk about your time engaging with Orange Arrow.
It's been wonderful so far. I mean, I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I mean, being able to connect to kids and just, you know, walk into a room and, you know, have their faces light up and, you know, do activities with them. And, you know, being able to go to elementary schools, working on team building and, you know, helping them become the best they can be off the field. It really means a lot to me. And, you know, if I was in school and I had a college football player come to my, you know, to my class, I'd be ecstatic. So I can only imagine how they feel. My time with OA, it's been great so far. I'm really looking forward to, you know, the next couple sessions I have with these kids. The connections I've built with them, I'm extremely grateful for. I mean, I look forward to going to these classes and smiling with them, and you know, just doing some activities, and you know, it's a lot of fun, and it's really. Deep down, it means a lot to me, like I said. And, you know, I really love Orange Arrow. I love what you guys are doing here. It's been a great time so far. And, you know, I'm enjoying the experience. It's been awesome. So I appreciate everybody at Orange Arrow and all the work you guys do and all the work we've done together. And it's been a great time so far. I really have no complaints. And it's been amazing.
Man, I really appreciate you. I'm so glad you're now part of the OA family. I really enjoy, like I said, getting to know you and then like who you are. I mean, you're, I describe you to someone else. You're like a gentle giant. I mean, you said 6'6", 6'7", 320. I mean, but you just have a kind heart and you, the way you engage with the young people, you know, with you meet them where they are. And I really appreciate just how you conduct your business. I mean, you're on time, you communicate. You actually, oftentimes when we meet via Zooms, you beat me on the Zooms. And you know, we talked about earlier, your time management. You have a lot of things that you're juggling from school to practice to social life. And then also interning and Orange Arrow, going to different schools, things of that nature, going to Target to get the food and things of that nature. And you do it with a smile and a kindness, man. And I really appreciate you. And again, man, I'm glad you're part of the OA family.
Thank you, Sean. I really do appreciate that for sure. And, you know, I'm looking forward to later down the line, not just right now in my internship, but I want to be involved in this organization and do whatever I can to help the local schools around here. I know a lot of, you know, like we talk about Mac Miller, you know, some famous sports people, you know, from Pittsburgh, they would love to, you know, help the community. I feel like I'm doing that work for them. And, you know, it means a lot. And, you know, just keep going. Keep driving forward.
No doubt. No doubt. And so, you know, the mission of Orange Arrow is to coach student athletes to aim for success off the field, off the track, out of the pool, wherever the playing arena may be. Maddie G, why is it important to be more than an athlete, successful outside of your sport?
It's important to, you know, stuff off the field translates on the field as well. You know, whether that's schoolwork or, you know, have an integrity with, you know, what you do outside of, you know, on the field and, you know, just doing the right things. You know, my coach, my offensive line coach for the University of Pittsburgh, you know, like I said, when I was first coming in, my classes were going a little slow and I wasn't getting the best grades, but I started to pick it up. And you can tell as you pick up your schoolwork and, you know, as you do stuff right off the field, it's going to translate to on the field too. So, you know, the better I did off the field, you know, the more successful it's going to make you on the field as well. But just, you know, being a good person, you know, it goes a long way, you know, doing the right things, you know, getting your work in on time. And, you know, those can be a big character into what people see in you. And that's important with, you know, any connection you make. And it's important down the line just to be a good person off the field and, you know, just do the right thing.
My guy. Well, appreciate you, man. Thank you for your time. Looking forward to connecting with you here in the new future, man. OA family. My guy. Sure. Appreciate you, man. Sure. Talk to you. Peace.